This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And our show today is all about the arts.
Right. The question that we have for you on Twitter and Instagram is, would you pay for access to a virtual art exhibition? Why not? And if so, how much? On Twitter, no at 72.5%, yes at 27.5%.
Over on Instagram, we have 34% who say yes, they would pay for access to a virtual art exhibition. 66%, however, say no. We have a bunch of messages to get to, but in the meantime, just before that, to tease you a little, we have a story about art communities going online. Like, you know, we've just discussed before the break, the past 18 months has seen the Malaysian performing arts and theatre scene also shaken to the core, with arts and culture venues shut at the moment. There has been little to talk about in terms of new productions and theatre performances, you know?
Right. So apart from Zoom sessions and talks, it looks like a handful of arts-focused websites have also started to reorganize their virtual content, adding new pandemic-era survival info and helpline directories to aid recovery efforts in the arts community. There might be some overlapping content or course, but it's good to find the virtual arts hubs here alive and well, with many of them tune into the challenges of the day and working with their communities to improve things in these challenging times. And here's a pick of some art sites you should check out.
Yeah, so after a massive housekeeping exercise and user upgrade, Theatre Collective Five Arts Centre now boasts a new website that is a one-stop centre detailing its past, present and its future. Now for the big rewind, the archival material features Five Arts Centre projects from 1984 all the way to today. More than 200 projects are available for research or casual nostalgic reading, and you will find creative production credits, links to interviews, reviews and other resources, photos, and in the future, full streaming videos of selected past performances will also be available for a minimal fee. Mark Tay of Five Arts Centre said that there were several motivations behind this new website. He said in the last few years, they've supported the development of two online resources, which is the My Arts Memory Project and Arts Education Archive Malaysia, that they hope will benefit the larger ecosystem by archiving and historicizing, if that's a word, local performing arts practice, you know, for students, for researchers, educators, and also for practitioners. Secondly, he said they realized that there are quite a number of performing arts programs in local universities right now, but by and large, online resources for students and educators are lacking, you know, because theatre, dance and performance are rather like ephemeral forms of, and also documentation is often not top of the agenda for practitioners because of a lack of resources and support. So this is a gap that they wanted to address as well.
Right. Independent arts website Eccentrica has come into its own during the past 18 months as it increases virtual content and arts community engagement. Eccentrica, which started in 2016, has kept a consistent flow of arts-based interviews, essays, listings, and industry articles, which are all particularly vital during these challenging times to keep the arts community informed and connected. It also has an artist registry network with nearly 600 creators across Asia. One recent addition is a community board, which serves as a platform for creators in different fields to come together, share ideas and collaborate. The site also includes the hashtag Bendara Putih directory, which lists out arts communities and individuals who are negatively impacted by the pandemic.
Right. Then you've got the Bandar Aktiviti Seni Kuala Lumpur, which is a virtual space created by the Cultural Economy Development Agency, or CENDANA, to help nurture KL's arts and culture ecosystem. Now, KL might be in lockdown, but this bilingual site apparently it never sleeps. I haven't checked it out, but apparently it's a great place to get the latest news about the capital's music, visual arts and performing arts scene. It also has a growing library of arts for long reads, playlists, podcasts and mapping content. And at a click, we will also find stories surrounding classic theatre productions, interviews with art personalities and useful info about CENDANA's projects, grant programs as well. And you'd be hard-pressed to find another government-funded arts website that maintains such a connection with contemporary arts culture.
Over in Penang, the state government felt they had an important role to play in promoting arts recovery projects through an accessible site. The Penang Art District team scores points in keeping its audience, art enthusiasts and tourists constantly updated about its on-site and virtual programs. The aim is to restore vitality vitality to the arts and culture scenes in Georgetown and Seberang Prai, while also adding an international creative exchanges and homegrown collaborations. A new relevant addition to the website is the Senang Art Initiative. Considering how artistic exchange has shifted online the past 18 months due to the pandemic, this online platform was created solely to promote Penang's arts community digitally, and the one-stop centre serves as a space for Penang artists, creators and creative business to connect with each other and with their audiences, and they also get to showcase their work and portfolio, join creative communities and get discovered.
Yeah, and then one last one here before we go. There's also a new initiative by the Temple of Fine Arts that aims to help revive the Indian classical art scene and keep the community engaged, you know, during this pandemic. From art and music classes to online yoga sessions, Bindu is a virtual platform where you'll find paid short-term courses and workshops run by trained local and global instructors. So keep busy and learn something new in this digital classroom. You know, some of the upcoming workshops apparently include a thematic Bharatanatyam workshop with highly acclaimed dancer Shankar Kandasamy, a Kolam for beginners class, and even a self-defense and empowerment workshops for women. And you know, links to all these portals that we've just mentioned, you can find at the article that will be linked in the show notes of this podcast.
Yeah. Right. And I think it's important, right, to just talk about what's happening to keep this alive. Because, you know, I mean, what will we do? You know, I mean, this is such an important part of life. Right?
Yes.
And it's not just about, you know, work, of course, right? But we also have to support them in our own way. But I think this is also a good time, like I say, you know, where collaborations that never thought of happening are happening.
Across borders,
right? And that's the beauty of this, I suppose. But
they've got to look at the silver lining.
They've got to look at the silver lining, yeah. but they've got to live, right? So we've got to help to support this space.
Right. Yeah. So we're asking if you would support artists, you know, during this time, would you pay for access to a virtual art exhibition? Why or why not? And if so, how much? We have a tweet here to read from Ellie Rahim.
And she says, because art creators deserve to be rewarded for their work, and if we can't physically go to galleries now, then exclusive virtual tours are our convenience. It's the closest thing to be close to that beauty.
Over on Instagram, a couple of messages. I'll just read two here. One from Pinecone Pursuit, who says, no, nothing can beat the beat experiencing the exhibition in person. Right. And we've got another one here from Nim, who says, yes, I would pay a fee to watch visual arts exhibition as a token of appreciation to the artist. Well, thank you so much for your comments. You still have about 18 minutes to get in touch with us and tell us how you feel about this. Would you pay for access to a virtual art exhibition? Why or why not? And if so, how much?
Right.
018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. Frida?
Support la.
Okay. When we come back, we've got a story about an interesting thing that a group of 30 entrepreneurs are doing to kind of support arts and crafts as well. All that and more happening after the darkness with I Believe in a Thing Called Love. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.